had a couple of really hot sports opinion segments over the last hour or so. We thought we would just open it up and take some phone calls, 888-787-1310. Load them up. And first up is Norman in Sachse. Good morning.
Users.
Norman.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Norman.
Great to be on. It's been a long time.
Yeah, good to hear from
been
you.
A while.
I love my morning musers.
Thank you.
Well, we love you, too.
I consider y'all the preeminent morning show on the ticket.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's what I tell all my friends.
We've done most of the years here in the morning. Yeah.
I've been listening since day one.
Oh, thanks.
I love it when y'all go on to the segments, and then y'all discuss the topics.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Do y'all still take calls?
Well, we're taking yours.
When are y'all going to have another ticket stop?
Well, probably next February.
Is Mike there?
Mike Reiner?
Thompson.
No. He left a while back.
My favorite on your show is the Overcusser.
That's not our show.
That's actually the Hardline that
does
that.
Yeah, he's great.
Hadn't done it in a long time, but
he's great. Another character y'all have that I love is Peter King.
He's a real guy.
Who plays him? Is that Jake?
No, that's a real guy.
Yeah. Corby's on the ticket, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Where's Norm?
Do you have a question, Norman?
He's going to be back soon, hopefully.
I like ticket. Hey, listen, guys, I was just thinking. Now that Jerry has Dak locked up to a football contract, don't y'all think that Jerry should take Dak and package him with Zeke and trade him to the Saints for the rights to Drew Brees if he returns from retirement here in a couple years? I just think that'd be a great way to get Drew Brees, you know, a proven Super Bowl quarterback to the Cowboys. Plus, it'd be a way for the Cowboys to, you know, appeal to the New Orleans audience and increase market share in Louisiana, where almost all the people in the NFL sees as the next big market.
That's so dumb, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, I'm kind of sorry we took your call and had to wait through everything to get to that. That's a pretty bad sports hypothetical.
Yeah.
So you're saying I'm just some sort of ignorant, dumb call-in man who has absolutely no idea what he's talking about because he has erectile dysfunction and a stepson who's into drugs, right?
We didn't say no. Isn't we wouldn't that, say that.
Isn't that what you just texted to your little sexting buddy Todd Dodge, Giorgio?
Okay.
Did you just think I'm some sort of ignorant, dumb call-in man who has absolutely no idea what he's talking about because he has erectile dysfunction and a stepson who's into drugs?
Let's just slow down here, Norman.
No.
Let me tell you something, Donovan Miller. One of these days, somebody's going to knock the wind out of your sails, mister. You're not God's gift to DFW like you brag about in all those secret Discord servers you frequent. I may not have as many clearance-labeled F-150s as you're driving right now, Giorgio.
How does he know that?
And Craig, I may not be hodling as many Walton coins as you are.
What does that mean?
But at least I can look into a full-length mirror without tucking my peen between my legs and doing a sexy dance to feel alive again, Junior.
Norman!
Hey, this one thing I want you to know, my brother Steve.
Yeah?
He lives in the bunker attic, and he says, you guys are dead great!
Boy, hey, he Steve's always turns brother. On us.
I know.
So nice to begin.
Big fan, and then just all goes south from there. There's Norman and Sachse.